It comes too late for her father, but thanks to the efforts of a Michigan woman, former prisoners of war of all rank are now eligible for burial with full military honors at Arlington National Cemetery. That change was included in the National Defense Authorization Act signed by President Trump in December. Kanda Fletcher started this fight after her father, Robert, died in 2018. He survived nearly 3 years as a prisoner of war during the Korean War. He was buried at Arlington, but not with full military honors because he was not eligible. Kanda Fletcher joins us now. Kanda, welcome.
Thank you.
This, of course, is especially important to you because your father and his experience was a significant one, and your family only learned he wasn't eligible for a full military honor burial after his death because of his rank. Tell us more.
That's correct. We had always assumed that because my dad qualified for burial in Arlington based on him having been a former prisoner of war, that because of the former prisoner of war status, he would be entitled to a full military honors burial. And it wasn't until after he had died that we learned from the funeral director that he was not.
What does a burial with full military honors look like?
That includes the caisson, which is the horse-drawn bringing the casket to the grave, and a military band from your branch of service. It also includes taps, folding of the flag, and a chaplain.
When your father was a prisoner of war, he experienced hunger and freezing temperatures and psychological abuse. How did that affect the rest of his life when he came home?
My dad never stopped living the war. There's never in my life I can recall a time that my father ever closed his eyes to try to sleep, that he wasn't fighting the war. You could hear what he was saying. You could see his body moving as he was probably defending himself and his fellow soldiers. He went with severe depression and PTSD that were undiagnosed for decades and didn't even exist when he came home from Korea, to the point where he had was suicidal at one point. And my mother was able to talk him into going to the VA and getting connected with services there, which I think really turned things around for him.
Hmm. You lived with that and you saw him experiencing that. Did he ever talk openly with you or other family members about his war experience?
My dad did, but a lot of his speaking of the war came from public speaking. He would talk to school groups of many different ages from elementary school up. He was actually the national commander of the American ex-POWs. I would go and listen to what those men had to say, the former POWs. Mm-hmm. And the biggest connection was it didn't matter who was talking. Their experience was somewhat different, but every one of those men went through the same horror. Every one of them.
Mm-hmm. You know, I want to ask you about something. The Army was segregated when your dad, who was a Black American, served. How did that impact his ability to earn a rank higher than private?
He, in all likelihood, would not have been able to, even if he had chosen to stay in the Army and become, for example, career. Many of the men who actually survived and came back with him are men of color. Even if not African-American, they'd still be considered men of color by today's standards. And I think one of the biggest things I'm really proud of that this amendment to the USC, the U.S. Code, has done is we've removed the issue of race from burial at Arlington for the former POWs. Now these men that earn that privilege by having been a former POW, doesn't matter what color his skin was now, it doesn't matter what their rank was, they can be buried at Arlington with the same privileges as an officer who's qualified to be buried there.
What do you think your dad would say about what you've done?
I think that my father, if he had been, was here and was physically able, would do some handstands. I really do. I feel like I'm carrying on his work because he got very, very involved with helping former POWs and veterans who had service-connected disabilities to get services from the VA. I feel like I'm carrying that on because my dad, there are still some former POWs living that my family knows, that I know. And now if those men want to be buried in Arlington with full honors, they can be. And it was just so humiliating for me to learn that my dad could not and would not receive full honors. And I tried. I did the whole appeal thing, and it was denied. And we weren't going to change it at that point. But with the help of a friend, Monica Cash, who put me in connection with Matt Burke from the Stars and Stripes, who ran that first article, that's what got things going. That's what brought this to the attention of Congress.
That's Kanda Fletcher. She fought for full military honor burials at Arlington National Cemetery for prisoners of war and Medal of Honor recipients on behalf of her late father, Army Private Robert Fletcher. Kanda, thank you so much.
Thank you for your time today. I appreciate it.